Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And welcome to another episode on the Dr. Dolores Show. So I'm waiting for my guests to appear and come on. So right now, we're just going to fly by the seat of our pants. How about that for fun, huh? Anyway, so, you know, I was talking to Danielle behind the scenes here, and, you know, she was mentioning how we are just so caught up and there's a lot of chaos and people are waking up feeling really kind of with a lot of weirdness. And, you know, I could so relate to that myself. And we're in definitely interesting times. And when we're empaths, intuitives, and highly sensitive people, we just feel things, you know, at the core of our being. And sometimes it's just extremely just overwhelming. And sometimes you just need to stay home and do nothing. Been doing that quite a bit lately and kind of enjoying it because I get to sit and veg and, you know, put my fingers in my ears and, you know, I'm safe in my own little cocoon here and not listening to all the drama that's perpetuating out there. And trust me, it just seems like it's amped up a bit. You know, what are your thoughts on that? Are you having disturbed sleeping patterns, possibly feeling really kind of confused? You know, maybe even it's like it's dredging up old beliefs and patterns within yourself. Maybe this is a good thing because this is just going to allow us to go much deeper into who we are so that we could become a better version of what we want to be. And I know that, yeah, we're having fun times ahead here. am I coming on the Zoom? I am on the Zoom. Am I on the Zoom? Okay. Well, anyway. Okay. That was old. Thanks, Danielle. Okay. You know, so Danielle asked the question, what are ways to be aware and not let it affect you? And that's a real good question. I think it's so challenging right now because it seems like every time we've kind of come to a plateau where we've kind of, you know, equivalated and got used to things, it just ups up a notch. I feel that the best ways to be aware is to observe. Okay. Witness what is going on. It's not really about trying to make it look good and putting it in little boxes and controlling it. It's just about allowing it to be what it is as it is without putting our two cents in to judge and criticize it. That would be our natural tendency to want to do that. And I'm going to invite you to take a step back, witness it and observe that, because when you have awareness now, it's like having a superpower. You have more choices available to you. I'm going to say more conscious choices because you're not going on automatic or react. You could, but when you're aware, you have the opportunity to just say, isn't that interesting? And let me just, you know, observe that. These are times of popping lots of popcorn and watching the show, because I feel what is happening is that things are getting stirred up to create fear, to create unrest, to create scarcity so that you are scared and you're going to buy into what the propaganda of what is going on outside. What I feel and know is this: I believe this is happening because it acts as a distraction for the powers that be to go do something else while you're being distracted and pulled into this so they could do their hidden agenda behind the scenes. The key is that please do not give your power away to that. Nobody could take your sovereign power away from you. This is really about you coming up and stepping into your power, your sovereign right as being a human being here on earth. Okay? Remember, nothing could come into your space and interfere with that, either consciously or unconsciously, unless you allow it, either consciously or unconsciously. So when you're conscious now, you're awake. You're woke, as they say, and that's a good thing because you are able to determine what is real, what is not, what is real, what is AI, what is real, and what's Memorex. This is a time of great discernment where it's up to us to trust the information that we are getting within ourselves to make the right choices for us. So, you know, what's interesting too is that so many of us are at a point where we are awake and we are, you know, wondering, oh my God, now what? What do I do with this information? Sometimes you're in uncharted territory. You're feeling very uncomfortable, very maybe alone. Maybe your life has been turned sideways or upside down. It's not what it used to be. Maybe you are transitioning through careers, relationships, homes. You know, this is a time where anything that is not energetically aligned with who you are and where you are going is going to fall from the wayside. Okay. It's going to fall away because when you created things, everything, okay, remember, everything is energy. Frequency vibrates at the same frequency. It attracts at the same frequency and vibration. That's energy. When you maybe created that job, for an example, you were here and it was a match for you energetically, but maybe what's happened, you have grown energetically and you're up here, but the energy of the job is still here. Notice it's a mismatch. So when we are in outdated energetic attachments, sometimes they fall away by, you know, catastrophic things. We might get messages from the universe that, you know, maybe it's time to change jobs, but you ignore it. And then, you know, something else happens at work and you're really hating your job and, you know, you need to leave, but you're frozen in fear and you don't know what to do. And then next you lose your job. And then here you are at a new level. So you could attract what is already there in your energy field that's more energetically aligned with where you're going. And I kind of look at it as an upgrade. You're being upgraded, even though what you're witnessing in the material world may feel differently. Energetically, what's happening, you are getting upgraded. So when we're able to realize that this is what's happening and that everything is energy and frequency, and, you know, we know this, and I feel the way of the future is how we energetically align within ourselves. This is how we're going to create the new world because it all starts with us first. We need to clean up our spaces and pay attention to what's happening within our body, minds, and souls. For an example, you know, I joke about this. It's like, you know, I'm at an age where I've lived in my Taj Mahal for decades. So I'm pretty tuned in and dialed into what is important and what is aligned with who I am. And it may be counter to what the external may be telling me, but yet I am walking in my sovereignty and knowing that this is my truth for who I am and what I need to be doing on my mission here in this incarnation on earth. It's okay to listen to that, but it's not to get attached to that. So you give this innate power and wisdom away to something outside of yourselves to make the decisions for you that they think they're projecting on what they think is right for you, not what is truly right for you at a soul's level. So we're in very interesting times with all of this right now. And when, you know, circling back to observing is just make a conscious choice about just being in the present moment and just, you know, allow yourself to witness what's going on and keep the energy and frequency of love, peace, and self-compassion right now, because this is so much more higher vibrating than, you know, the being scared, being stressed, being you know, lied to, and everything else. This is a time that we need to check in with ourselves to know what is truly real and what is not. Okay. So with all the scare tactics that we've been witnessing as of the last week in the US of A and, you know, globally, what my heart goes out to humanity, because we are here and I know we can make a difference. It's time to really come within yourself, learn how to have a relationship with yourself. And if anything that I had said to you in regards to waking up and feeling lost and not really, you know, able to function, or, you know, having lots of questions or lots of uncertainty, I have a program called I'm Awake Now What? And it is a weekly Zoom live call, and it offers conversation, it offers healing, it offers resources, it offers tools and community to allow you to connect and learn more about yourself and to help maneuver yourself through these very interesting times that we are experiencing right now. You know, I know this is only a blip in the big picture of the world, yet when you're in it, in the middle of it, it could be daunting and overwhelming. So I just invite you right now just to, if anything else, just take a deep breath. Okay. We are in very unusual circumstances. I don't think anybody's ever witnessed what we're witnessing now, yet we all signed up to be here at this time to witness the grand awakening and the transition from moving from old crumbling paradigms to a new paradigm where of a higher vibration and frequency. And we are on, you know, we are on the cusp of that right now. It's happening now. And, you know, all these people who are perpetuating a lot of stress and a lot of whatever, they're actually part of the picture too. I know this is a stretch for some people, but it's really triggering us to wake up and to claim our sovereignty, our divinity, and our right to be here on earth as divine beings. So we're going to take our first break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show, and we're going live and rogue. I'm waiting for my guest to show, and I have a funny feeling she may have missed the dates or whatever. So we'll reschedule that. So anyway, stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll share some more.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores@drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and our guest Petra will be joining us very shortly. So, we've been talking at LIV here, and Dr. Dolores Rogue style, about the whole, what's kind of going on globally right now, and all the unrest and the uncertainty and a lot of the fear. And it's just, it's just very, very challenging and difficult right now. And, it's not for the weak of heart. We need to just, keep going and keep moving forward and know that, the world is going to look differently later. Yet when you're in the middle of it, it's just so hard to really realize, how things are really going to unfold. And maybe that's the beauty of the whole thing. It's like, we need to just be in the present moment, knowing that we could create whatever we want. There's nothing set in stone. I feel strongly that, it'll be worth it and we'll be around to witness it. Okay. So please don't go into fear mode and don't go into, regret or, doom and gloom and whatever, because that's not going to solve anything. When you lower your vibration to what is happening externally, you're actually feeding energy into that. Just think about that for a second. You're contributing to that and making it bigger. So like is going to attract like, and you're going to create more and more of that, and you're contributing to that. So I invite you to just, look at it from a completely different perspective and just really try to, if all things fail, just take a deep breath. Because when we start getting into confusion states and reacting, and our natural tendency is to maybe freeze, flight, or fight or flight or freeze, our nervous system gets really, really dysregulated. And when that happens, it's just a nightmare. It really is. So let's see what we got here. Let's see if Miss Petra's here yet. Yay, Petra, unblock yourself. Oh my God.
Hello.
Hello and welcome. Well, let me introduce you, okay? So actually what we talked about the first segment, it's perfect because with everything that's happening in our world today, it's like, you know, a lot of people are in fight or flight or they freeze. And I think this is ideal. So let me just introduce you, everybody. This is my guest, Petra Braunhauer. And let me just tell you a little bit about her. Let me bring up my notes here. Okay, so we are welcoming award-winning mind-body coach Petra Braunhauer to explore the impact of the freeze response on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Drawing on her groundbreaking work, The Functional Freeze Formula, Petra shows how unresolved trauma can lock the body into patterns of disconnection, fatigue, and overwhelm. And boy, I'll tell you, I could relate to that, Petra. With deep insight and compassion, Petra reveals how holistic mind-body approaches can gently guide us out of the freeze state and back into regulation, vitality, and wholeness. She is the founder of Journey, the Journey Wellbeing Platform, and host of the globally ranked Journey podcast. An award-winning coach, Petra brings powerful tools and personal wisdom to help listeners understand their healing journey on a whole new level. She's the author of Functional Freeze Formula, and she has a master's in psychology and is a doctoral student in mind-body medicine. Petra is committed to advancing holistic approaches to health and healing. And whether you're feeling stuck, burnt out, or just ready to reconnect with your inner strength, this episode offers hope, science, and soul-centered strategies to support your path forward. So I have a heartwarming welcome to Petra. Thank you for being here, and I'm sorry for the hiccups to get you here today. But anyway, welcome. And you know, why don't you just share a little bit about your journey? Because there's always a story on how one gets to where they're at, and I always find it intriguing to find out that aspect. So just share how you got on your path to where you are now. Oh, unmute your, we have to unmute her. Please unmute.
Perfect.
Her.
There you go. I was trying. It said I wasn't allowed.
Oh. So,
you know, it's one of those days where the tech is just doing its own thing.
So, yeah, it's very funny. So it's just like, and it's just one of those weird wonky days.
Yeah.
Danielle and I were talking about this too before we went live. And well, anyway, share your story, please.
Yeah. Thanks for this amazing introduction. And I don't know if I can top that. I'm going to try, but thank you for having me on your show. And my story is fairly similar, I would think, to many other of your viewers and listeners out there, where my life was really good. I was born and raised in Germany. We moved to Canada when I was in my teenage years. And then the trouble kind of started. I came to a foreign culture. It was a difficult adjustment. And from there, I had a lot of mental health challenges. I went to university. I worked in corporate after that. And I think the story kind of meanders into everything looked fine on the outside. But on the inside, there was something so disconnected going on. And I was not finding my way to thriving, to happiness. Very often, I wasn't finding my way even to my own self or my own emotions. And I lived decades that way, thinking it was normal, thinking it was just the way life was. And it was the price we pay for having stress in our lives. It's the price we pay for success or for working in corporate or for wanting to achieve something in life. And And boy, was I wrong. But that's my story in short, is I came to this place about now it's about 7 years ago, where the bottom fell out. I had a very, very challenging year in 2018. We had a lot of deaths in the family. My best friend passed away. And from that moment on, I knew something had to change. I knew I couldn't continue living like that. I wouldn't want to continue living like that if that's all there was to it. And I started becoming very curious about why this was happening, why I felt burnt out, why often I didn't feel anything or sadness, why I felt like I couldn't handle life when everyone else seemed to be doing so well at it. They had everything together. Everybody had their kids, their picket fence, a nice house, and there was me. I just couldn't make sense of it. So that's the point in 2018 where I thought, you know, there has to be more to life than that. There has to be a place where people like me can come to and find happiness. So that's actually how the journey was born. And it went from there, and more curiosity about why things like this happen to us, what's involved. I found a big clue in the nervous system. I do a lot of work with chronic stress and nervous system regulation now. And that's where the path led, is to now coaching. Mostly I work with women, a lot of women that have a lot of pressure in their lives. They're often wearing multiple hats within the family. They're caregivers, they have a career, they might be CEOs or owning their own business. And there's a lot going on nowadays in our lives. And how do we manage all of that? How do we manage and still feel connected to our lives and still feel like we're thriving and there's a point to everything that we're doing. So that's where I'm at today, and that's where I'm at with the journey at the moment. So hopefully that feels a little bit to your viewers like something they can relate to in their
Oh,
own lives
you
as
know what?
well.
I can't see how it would not relate to them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I know personally, I know I'm a product of a dysregulated nervous system, and my MO was like, everything's perfect on the outside, and I could so relate to what you're saying. It's like, the whirling dervishes going around inside, but outside it was like this perfect package that was whatever, and you're like, oh my God. I remember one time early in my career, I was working as a pediatric nurse in Children's Hospital Philadelphia, and I was really overwhelmed and stressed. And I said to one of the doctors, I said, "Is it possible to burn out your adrenals?" And they said, "Well, not really." And I'm thinking to myself, "Oh, I think it is." And you know what? And I, it, you know, to have that insight over 40 years ago is just like, yeah, this is not good at all. So, share some more about what you do, with clients and stuff like that, and some key points that are important that you feel that our audience should know.
Yeah, actually, I'll maybe start with letting them know what I have come to understand as functional freeze, because it seems to be this very unique thing that can happen to us. And we are usually familiar with the fight, flight, freeze. These are sort of the basic stress responses that we all know. We know that when we freeze, usually there's some kind of shutdown. And when we are fight, flight, we are very activated, sometimes aggressive or angry, even. And what I have come to know through this work that I'm doing with chronic stress in the past few years is that there's a lot more to these stress responses than just those three simple things. These are, I think, the most well known, and they're maybe also the most studied because they have been talked about since the early 1930s. So we go quite far back with those. But when I actually looked at our stress responses and started doing some research, I found that there is a model available that I felt a lot closer related to with my own experiences. Now, this is called the defense cascade, and there is a whole research paper on it from two lovely scientists. So They actually
Petra,
propose.
hold that thought. Let's continue on. We're going to go for a short break here.
Absolutely.
Hold that thought because we're going to revisit that when we come back. And just so everybody knows, we're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today I have lovely guest Petra Brunhammer from Journey, and we're talking about the freeze effect in how we have dysregulated nervous systems. So when we come back, she's going to share more about what she was just talking about. So hang on.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And today I have a special guest, Petra Brunhammer, who is the, I'm going to say you're the CEO of Journey, correct?
Yes.
And she's here to talk to us about dysregulated nervous system, especially the freeze mode. And before break, I had to cut her off and I apologize for that. So please carry on with what you were talking about, the research paper.
Absolutely. We were just getting into the good stuff. So
good. Perfect.
We'll circle back. Yeah. So I feel like there are many more stress responses than the fight, flight, and freeze. And this, I think, is going to be of particular interest, hopefully, to listeners and viewers, because we are so familiar with only the three that we just talked about. In this research paper by Schauer and Albert, they propose a defense cascade where there actually is the freeze response first, but not in the sense that we understand it, where we're immobilized, but it's more of a pause where we actually wait and we look and we decide what to do next, but we're still present. We're just in a sort of a little bit of a pause. Next comes fight flight. And then actually comes the fright response, which is more like the freeze that we would generally recognize as the deer in the headlight. We're frozen. We don't know what to do. And then there comes flag. And that is a complete immobilization, a shutdown, if you like, where people often even dissociate from their experiences. And then comes faint, where you really could pass out. So they actually propose that these come in a set order. But what I have found from functional freeze and from studying myself and doing a lot of research on that with clients is that these don't always go in a very specific set order. And especially when we're talking about functional freeze, the unique thing is that multiple of these responses can happen at the same time. And this is a very unique, I think, thing that is happening in functional freeze where we become activated. So the sympathetic nervous system kicks in and activates us like it would in a fight flight response. And at the same time, the parasympathetic nervous system also kicks in and puts the brakes on like it would in a freeze or in a fright response. And so you have these two competing things going on in your nervous system. And it becomes this roller coaster ride of looking functional on the outside because you have to get through life, you have to take care of your kids, you have to work, you have to function. But on the inside, there's a shutdown happening from the parasympathetic nervous system. And there's where this emotional disconnect comes from, the numbness, the exhaustion, the fatigue, and you're having those two things happening at the same time. So you're going through life, you basically have one foot on the gas pedal and the other foot on the brake, and it becomes extremely confusing and difficult to deal with and very hard on your mind and body and emotional system as well. And this is the interesting part that I love working with because so many people don't actually know that they are in functional freeze. But like you said before, they're functioning, they're successful, everything looks good on the outside. But internally, some people feel like they are even slowly dying. There are so many things going on the inside. So this is one of the fascinating things that I get to work with in my work as a mind-body coach.
Well, and thank you for explaining that because that you did a very good job with that. For me, I've realized that sometimes when I get to the point where life is kind of going on the outside, it's like this hollowness that you feel interior, and it's just like, I remember saying this to myself a long time ago, is this all I get? It's just like it, this is it. There's got to be more, So, so what are some signs that people could look for if this they're experiencing this, if they're not familiar with it?
I think there are a few things that can mimic other things that are going on as well. So I'm going to give a few examples, but just keep in mind that this can overlap. Sometimes it feels or looks like depression. Sometimes it feels or looks like PTSD or high functioning anxiety or like burnout. Because some of the things that people experience look and feel very similar. So in functional freeze, very often it starts with just exhaustion. So no matter what you do, you sleep your 8 hours, you rest, you try to not burn the candle at both ends, and still you wake up in the morning and you're tired. And you're tired throughout the day. You're tired with minor things. Rest isn't restful anymore. And that was my first clue too, is even though I was sleeping, and admittedly I wasn't sleeping well all the time, but I was getting, my 7 to 8 hours. So even though I was sleeping, I didn't feel rested. I had body aches and pains that didn't have an explanation. I didn't have any injuries or any kind of chronic condition that would explain these. It was like having a low-grade flu where you just feel achy all the time and you just feel off. And I was exhausted. I had a lot of brain fog. Memory issues was a really strange thing, and eventually I pieced that all together, but having trouble remembering simple things, forgetting appointments on my calendar or meetings and things like that. I had a lot of trouble making simple decisions. So I just made a video about that actually on our channel. Somebody asked me what I wanted for lunch, and that was the end of my day. I froze up and I had no idea. I couldn't make a decision. So if people are finding themselves in these situations, what should I wear to work? What should I have for lunch? These simple, really routine things that create a stress response that you can't really understand why that is happening. These are some of the things that start happening and functional freeze because your nervous system is just so overloaded. It's already at a point where it's maxed out, basically.
Wow. It's just, I'm thinking about those things too. And, and our world is like a crazy world to start with. And then, there's like layers upon layers. And, we're here in the United States. I know you're in your Europe. But, I can't help but think too, it's just like our quality of our food here in the United States is just horrible. Whereas I know in Europe they don't even allow half the things that we allow in our food system. And I'm sure that this is contributing to something on a cellular level within the physical body as well. It's not just, stress. It's like stress of everything, external stimulus, but also internal stuff that, you ingest and so on and so forth. Could you talk more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting that you bring that up because our gut actually has its own kind of nervous system in it, the enteric nervous system. And so a lot of people aren't aware of that. They know about the gut-brain connection, or they know that there's a microbiome that we should be taking care of, but it actually has its own little brain in the gut that constantly communicates with our actual brain. And so what happens, especially also, I believe, when there is a lot of chronic stress or there is environmental stresses, like you mentioned in the food, the gut will start signaling that it is under stress, and it will start sending those messages to the brain. Well, the brain will interpret that as we are in danger because the gut is bloating, the gut is not digesting properly. You might have stomach pains, you might start to have food sensitivities or food allergies. So all of these signals that the gut is not doing well, and it's communicating that to our brain. So the brain continuously is receiving these signals that say, we're in danger, we're not in a good place, we're in danger. And that, of course, then gets sent back to the gut saying, okay, the system's in danger. We need to release stress hormones. We need to mount a stress response. We need to protect ourselves. We're in danger. And so this loop basically reinforces itself over and over again between the gut and the brain and keeps us in a constant state of stress. So you could also have a lot of anxiety. It's kind of a low-grade anxiety that comes with that. The brain fog, like I said, the digestive issues. So a lot of things in our environment that are stressing us out that we might not even be aware of, like our food or toxins in the air, different kinds of pesticides that are being used. Even if you live in a very noisy environment or you have no time to reset or rest, all of those things keep your nervous system in this constant state of it's in danger. It needs to be fighting some kind of tiger that's coming at you. And so, yeah, that's kind of a, I think, we don't really see the tiger, but I think our nervous system still feels that way on a very basic level, regardless. So, yeah, you have this continuous stress loop just happening in our bodies.
That's amazing. It's so there's so much stuff that we have no idea how it's integrated and how it works and stuff like that. And it's wonderful to be at this time and place in, humanity's evolution that more and more of this is being available to us, and we could really look at it and put all the pieces together. We're going to get ready to go on a break, but when we come back, let's talk about some things that people could do to help with that, that freeze modality. And also, how they could get in touch with you and learn more about your programs and stuff like that. Okay, so we're going on our next break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I have a special guest today, Petra Braunbauer, who is a part of Journey. She's a CEO of Journey, and she works with people who are in the freeze state of the nervous system dysregulation. So when we come back, we'll learn more about what she has to offer and what maybe some tools that she could share with us how to maneuver through that a lot better. So stay tuned for that, and we'll be back shortly.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And I have a special guest today, Petra Braunbauer. She's the CEO of Journey, but she also works with people who are in a dysregulated nervous system in the freeze mode. So, you know, share with us, Petra, what are some things that you would tell, some simple things that people could integrate into their lives that they suspect that they're one of those freezers.
Yeah, absolutely. So the place where I usually start is, because the people that come to me are usually in functional freeze, so there's a challenge of at one time calming down the sympathetic nervous system and at the same time bringing up the parasympathetic nervous system so that they can both come back to regulation. So it's a little bit of a challenging thing because we're not just trying to do one thing. If we were in fight flight, you know, we could calm down the sympathetic nervous system, or if we were just in freeze, we could do some things to bring the nervous system more back online. But because these two things are happening at the same time, there's a bit of a challenge of doing those two things at the same time with how we address it. And this is a bit of the challenging part. So a lot of the things that I work with, they work on bringing the sympathetic nervous system back to the present moment so that the excess energy that we have, we can discharge it. We can complete, as Dr. Peter Levine says, our stress cycle, and we can discharge that energy out of our nervous system. And at the same time, we want to bring the parasympathetic nervous system back into the present moment without that fear that there is danger. We want it to feel safe enough to reconnect to our emotions. We want it to feel safe enough to, for example, let our prefrontal cortex come back online so we can go back to thinking and making decisions and not feeling so foggy in our heads. So there's some of the challenges that I like working with is on those two parts. Some of the things that I've developed in my book are actual full flows, and they are 20 to 30 minutes, and there are a series of exercises that people can do when they're feeling certain ways. So there's different choices depending on how you're feeling mentally, emotionally, or physically, and you can choose something. So one thing that I think is really simple to do, how much time do we have? Do we have a couple of minutes to do?
We have probably 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, I'll do this really quickly. This is something your listeners can try, is to really just come into the moment, put your feet on the ground. If you're standing, if you're sitting, put your feet on the ground. If you're barefoot, even better, try to take your shoes off so you can really connect with the earth's electromagnetic field and ground in there. Take a breath, close your eyes, Bring your attention to your feet and just feel how they feel. What are you standing on? Are you standing on a floor, carpet, tiles, pebbles? Are you in the sand? Start exploring that. Notice any sensations that you're feeling, like, is it hot? Is it cold? Is there anything between your toes? Do you have fuzz between your toes or little sand grains? Do you have tension in your feet? Then come to your breath. Breathe in. Feel that connection that you're making with the earth underneath your feet. And as you breathe out, just think about releasing any tension that you have and send that right through your feet into the earth. Send it back to the earth and just release that out of your body. And feel it then come to your internal state and see what's going on inside. Do you feel a lot of energy coursing around? Do you feel like you're very tired or exhausted? Do you feel numb? Just notice those things. And what do you hear around you? Do you hear a coffee maker, traffic, children playing, a dog barking? And you can do that for any length of time. We're just going to speed this up a little bit for the show. But you can take your time with this and you can reconnect, take another breath, wiggle your toes, open your eyes, and come back to me. And with these little micro moments of awareness, you can address both the activation and the shutdown at the same time. And you can add other things in there. You can add smells in there. You can start touching things if you have an orange or a pencil or even your phone. Start feeling what it feels like. Exactly. Put something in your hand
That's really
and
interesting.
feel it.
That was
Yeah.
I could feel that. Thank you. And that's very powerful. So tell us about your book and any type of programs that you offer.
Yeah, so I wrote the functional freeze formula, and it basically takes you through managing functional freeze and how you can manage it. So there are different exercises in there and a whole lot of scientific information to understand what it is and how we will manage it. Holistic framework, if you will. And you can find a lot of information on thejourney.com, and the journey is JORNI.com. We have literally everything on there, freebies, little courses, programs, and we'll be launching our first coaching program shortly here, so stay tuned for that. And we also have a freebie for any viewers or listeners that is called Surviving in Silence. And you can find the link, I believe, in the show notes that you had posted, Dr. Dolores. And it's a free 8-day audio guide through the functional freeze formula so that you can start diving into the book without having to buy it. You can just get a taste of it and see it's something that you're interested in or something that you're experiencing. So
Is your
that's.
book available through your website or is it on Amazon?
Yep, the book's available at functionalfreezeformula.com and on all of the Amazons. So Amazon.com, anywhere in Europe. So you
Perfect.
can choose, you get a bunch of bonuses. The PDF is available on our website, the printed books and Kindle and all that is available on Amazon. And
Perfect.
make sure that if you don't buy it from our website, you reach out because we will give you all of the bonuses as well when you buy a
Perfect.
copy.
Beautiful. Well, we're wrapping up here towards the end of our show, and I just want to thank you so much for coming on and just sharing a very timely topic with what we're experiencing globally. And there's, this is to offer hope for people knowing that you don't have to go at this alone and that there's help available. And, check out Petra's, journey and her books and stuff like that because, I say this, suffering is optional. And so, thanks so much for being part of our show. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And just make it a great day. Be kind to yourself. Love yourself. And just know that you are worth it. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.